From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Tensions over the conflict in Syria are expected to be high on the agenda today when President Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin hold their first face-to-face talks in a year on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Ahead of that meeting, Mr. Putin spoke on U.S. television, saying Russia intends to support its longtime ally, embattled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but he said Russia will not participate in any Syrian ground action against the Islamic State extremists in Syria at this time. University of Denver scholar on Russia, Jonathan Adelman, speaks with VOA about Mr. Putin's Syria plans.
It's not just that he's going to fight ISIS, and it's not just that he's going to, you know, keep Bashar Assad in power, both of which is important to him. But there's a third thing, which is that although he is going to be connecting with some of the Iranian militias, at the very same moment, Russia is still, although not a superpower like the United States, much more powerful than Iran is militarily, and therefore, this also can be seen subtly as an effort by Russia to, at the same moment they're working with Iran, to forestall Iran's bid for dominance in the Middle East.
Meantime, Iraq says it will share military intelligence and security information with Syria, Iran, and Russia to fight Islamic State. No details on the new arrangement were made available, but it's a clear sign of growing Russian influence in the region. Dozens are reported dead and scores of others wounded following 2 days of sectarian violence in the Central African Republic. Fighting broke out in the capital, Bangui, as Muslims attacked a Christian neighborhood after the body of a dead Muslim was left near a mosque. This is VOA News.